Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bill, you're coming back to Pennsylvania November 14th, the Hershey Theater. Tickets available at BillMaher.com.
Absolutely. Coming back. That's right. Coming back and bringing in.
Yeah, you've been on with me two or three times over the years.
I know.
You've been very gracious, and particularly when you've had a book. And I enjoy really smart people. Even if we go back and forth on anything, it's a lot of fun. I watched a show recently, though, and I think in regard to Hershey, you talked about you have mixed audiences now, 60 to 40. I think that's 60% liberal to 40% conservative. And I would be extremely happy if I had an audience like that, too. You have to be.
Well, that was in. I wouldn't say that's everywhere, but that is definitely the trend. I was talking about a specific show in Nashville, Tennessee, which is a red state, so you're going to get a little more of a conservative audience. But even when I was in Northern California recently, at the end of September, in San Jose and San Rafael, I noticed it was much more of a mixed audience. Maybe up there it was more like 75-25 or something. But it's amazing that there is this hunger for some sort of, for my case, I would say it would be center-left. I always thought that's pretty much where I am on the spectrum. Some people have called me a libertarian. I do have libertarian views on something, but I don't think that aligns necessarily with conservatism. My first show was called Politically Incorrect. Some people think that that's a synonym for conservative. It is not. It is just, for me, saying politically correct, incorrect means speaking the truth.
You said it was a small segment recently about ivermectin and said it's a drug. It's something we
right.
take. Why has that become political, weaponized, etc.? That's one I picked up on right away. And it seemed to be kind of a throwaway. That's what you're thinking a lot during your show.
Right. I mean, you agree with me?
It's
funny. We live in this media age now where everyone is in their own silo and everything has to be according to what your tribe thinks about something. It just can't be neutral. Nothing can be neutral anymore. This is really dangerous. I was in Pittsburgh Saturday night doing a show there. I was talking to the driver who took me in from the airport. He's from Bosnia. He was talking, and this is, I thought, was so chilling, because we all know what happened to the Balkans in the 90s. And he said, what I am seeing here is exactly what I saw in my country before the war started. People hate each other. He said, I see neighbors who they hate the person next door. We need to find a way to step back from this, where everything is political. Everything is just, you are bringing up the end of the world. You are an existential threat. This has got to stop, or else we are going to head toward that. People think it can't happen here, but, go down the list of all the things we didn't think could happen here.
The biggest, though, that we see on the map with you, and I wanted to go behind the scenes a lot with listeners, I think it's consistent. I don't think you're doing anything different. I just think the woke cancel culture, call it what you will, it goes back to Politically Incorrect. You would have been going after them at that point, too. And apropos of this, Whoopi Goldberg, who out of everybody on The View, Bill, seems to me to be among the more reasonable, given the others are just bad, goes after you because you said, I don't care what national anthem we have, but it has to be one national anthem over the Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Right. And if I hadn't have said that, if I had said, we should just keep singing the Star Spangled Banner. That's our national anthem. I could see why she was upset about that, but I didn't. I said, you can throw that one out if that's racist or if it's out of play. I don't even care if we have any national anthem. I don't sing, and I don't know why we have to do it at a sporting event. I'm not there to sing or talk about my country. I'm there to watch the team play. But, okay, if we do have an anthem, that was just my point. I don't care what it is. It can be It's Raining Men. Just have one, because it is, again, a national anthem. It is something that is supposed to unify us. And if we are constantly doing this, dividing, moving toward division, moving toward more segregation, we are not going to end up in a good place. I mean, we're not in a good place now, but it's going to get worse. Here's something else that's chilling. in my act. It happened again in Pittsburgh. It happens everywhere I do on the road. I go on the road. There's a point where I say in my show, you know, a couple of questions for the audience, like, you know, it's just rhetorical in the show. Like, what do we do about the people who enabled Trump? And very often there's someone yells back, kill them, hang them. Uh-oh. Or I'll say, you know, what do you do with people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, people who are in our government but don't really believe in our form of government? Hang them, kill them. This is a very dangerous place to be. And these are liberals, you know. And I'm not saying that the right doesn't do this, too. Of course, we heard lock him up, lock her up for years. I mean, Trump is the king of all that, trying to gin people up into violent means. But when both sides are doing this, and my advice to liberals would be very careful, because if you want to go down that road of violence, they have more of the guns than you do. You're going to lose that war.
Let me ask you, too, are you getting any blowback, though? Again, I think it's consistent from what you've always done, but when I watch you, it's particularly pointed toward the silliness and danger of the woke crowd. Like the other day, saying I'm an old-school liberal, so woke they come out the other side racist with the segregation stuff. There's a disdain that you show for how silly this is, but it gets into canceling people, et cetera. Now, you seem to be beyond that, or are you putting on a great act that you don't give a damn? You've arrived and you're popular, so they can't do anything to you.
Well, they definitely can do something to me. Dom, are you kidding? Every weekend, like Saturday, somebody will say to me, oh, I missed the show last night, I'm going to catch it later on, but how did it go? And I always say, if I haven't been canceled today, it went great.
Well, I even monitor the audience. You at times tell them that was kind of a tepid clapping or something like that.
Sure.
Your studio audience, when you make a point that's, and I don't know that they're not agreeing with you, but they seem to be a little bit afraid. Can I clap now because he said something that I'm supposed to go along with?
But here's the thing that's, I think, very encouraging, is that it's gotten way better with that. I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, when I would go after the woke, and when I would say something that was anywhere far afield from what the one true opinion, as I call it, of the left is, there would be either booing or silence, and I would have to, you know, admonish the crowd and tell them what I really thought of their not understanding what I was trying to say. That really has changed. I think people, and I know this from the people who handle my social media and the network, and they watch all this kind of stuff, it has really changed. There is a hunger out there for, like I say, traditional liberalism, center-left stuff, you know, people who understand that this fringe, and it is a fringe, I think, on the left, has gone way too far. Because, as James Clyburn said, head of the Congressional Black Committee, he said, defunding the police is killing our party. And it will. I mean, they're never going to win another election, and I'm worried about the next one, if they don't understand that you are playing right into the hands of the people who are going to take over this country, who don't believe in elections, if you keep going down this road. Because what threatens people about the right is very often something more abstract. You know, it's like, well, Trump, he should be impeached. He was getting Ukraine to involve itself in our elections, which is true. He should have been impeached for that. But it's kind of far away. Even Russia, you know, which I think is still a story. I think he absolutely got Russia involved in our elections. Really bad stuff. But again, does it really affect your life up close? Not to the average person. But when you're talking about your kid coming home from school and saying, well, you know, if I want to be a girl now,
yeah,
you can't
exactly.
do anything about it.
Well, you're the guy, though, over there. I mean, Chappelle's doing a different thing than what you're doing. I don't know if you have a thought on that. But I wanted to ask you about Joe Biden. Not as a criticism, but I just see what we have here is a guy, Bill, that doesn't know what he's doing at this point, and it's going to get worse every day. Talk about your, you know, commentary, your humor when it comes to Joe Biden. Do you see him as just a classic liberal, or do you see something else here?
Well, he was a classic liberal, but he does seem to be a bit captivated by the far left of his party. You have to understand, political parties work that way. The one thing they know they don't want to lose is the base. And the base are usually the fringe. I mean, that's true on the Republican Party. It's one reason why we're so divided. When they're projecting to write checks for things like $3.5 trillion, and you're not really sure where it's going to go, and they're not even sure where it's going to go, then I have to wonder where Joe Biden has come to now at this point.
Is it hard, though, if you buy into the cognitive decline, as I certainly do, and see with this guy, is it hard to mock that? Would that be a cheap shot?
I don't think it's a true shot. I don't think it's cognitive decline. I think that's such an easy thing to say.
I differ with you on that.
What do you see that is so different
I just see a guy that, and I think he's always been stumbling and bumbling a bit for someone to arrive at his position. This is not Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. And he's more like Nancy Pelosi, the two of them, Bill. I just don't see as having a detailed grasp of just about anything.
I think that's ageism. I really do. I don't think that's based on anything you're actually seeing. In fact, as far as Joe Biden goes, as a performer on the stage, mm-hmm. he's gotten better. There's no more sniffing the back of your head. There's no more rambling stories. There's no more threatening to fight you in the parking lot. All that stuff went away because, you know, he certainly got his act together. Now, did he stick the landing on Afghanistan? No. But you know what? He had the guts to do what Obama and Trump and everybody else who talked about didn't do. He said, we're going to rip the Band-Aid off. Now, they didn't pull it off well. That worries me a lot. That's not just him. That worries me that these people who came in and said Trump was a disaster, which he was, let's find a way to bring competence back into government. Well, then their first big thing, they're incompetent. That's what worries me. I don't think it's because of cognitive decline. I just think people are not competent anymore. And that's what the Democrats have to get their arms around.
Bill, parting area for you. We're talking today, and it's the death of Colin Powell.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yes, it happened earlier this morning. And, I was wondering, too, you'll see, I think, maybe you'll agree, based upon this conversation, already it's being politicized because he died, allegedly, of COVID complications, even though he had a blood cancer, and that he was fully vaccinated. And the obituaries and the war around that are ongoing. So, since you hadn't heard it, I was just going to ask, how did you deal? You've never interviewed him, I assume.
I did.
Well, what's your
sense? In Washington, some years ago in a hotel room, I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one-on-one. And I was a big fan of his. I thought he should have ran for president.
Definitely.
In 96. I would have been very happy about that.
Absolutely. So, Bill, coming here, the next time we'll see you in Pennsylvania, anyhow, your show, Hershey Theater, Sunday, November 14th. Tickets, BillMaher.com. Is the stage show any different than the show, though? Your thought or what you do or what you talk about for our listeners?
Well, it's stand-up comedy. So what you're trying to do and what I'm lucky enough after 40 years of doing this to be able to pull off is you're wanting to make people really laugh hard for 90 minutes. I mean, if you're doing anything less and you're calling yourself a stand-up comedian, that's not exactly what you're doing. Maybe you're a humorist, whatever. There's room for everything. But that's not what I do. If I don't have something really funny, we're not going to cover that topic. But luckily, I have something funny for every topic.
I got to tell you, the show's tremendous, yeah. But
Thank you.
Stand-up comedy, I only had to do it once for 2 minutes. Most frightening experience ever, even for a talk show host. It's rare to do that for 90 minutes. How do you remember all that stuff? Or you're just riffing. It's different every night.
Oh, I don't. I bring on stage. I have a music stand, which I put like a little thing with bullet points. I mean, please, after all the pot I've smoked, I couldn't possibly. And it makes the show so much better because I don't have to fight memory. I mean, people aren't even aware of it, but it's helpful for me. Oh, my God. Remember 90 minutes? No.
Absolutely.
I've never been one of those comics who's up there going, let's see, what else? You know, if I see a comic do that, I'm like, you know what, you should know what else. Work on that before you get up here.
Absolutely. Hey, Bill, thank you so much. Thanks
right,
for being
Tom.
Generous, and good luck here in Pennsylvania coming up
Great
on November 14th.
To you again. All
Thanks,
right,
Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.